Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Van Smith of the City Paper. Van, your cover story this week is about a waste-to-energy incinerator proposed for the Fairfield neighborhood in Curtis Bay in Baltimore. The company that wants to build it is Energy Answers. But they've got some unexpected opposition from a group of students at nearby Benjamin Franklin High School.
That's right.
Tell us about what's happening there.
The students have gotten organized in the last 6 or 8 months on this incinerator issue after studying it as part of a project that was done at the school by United Workers, which is a human rights group that works for low-wage worker rights in Baltimore. And they started looking at the incinerator since their community is already beset with pollution from smokestacks all around. They went from there and really turned it into kind of a broader community opposition to this plant than just the students.
They've really gotten a brass tacks approach, a sort of going after the business plan.
Right. They identified certain facts that are on the record about this plant. It has to have contracts for institutions that are going to purchase energy from it. And those contracts are signed by a lot of public entities in the region. So what they've done is start to lobby those entities, including the Baltimore City Public School Systems and other public school systems in the region, and saying, you guys can get out of this purchase contract. You don't want to be buying into this waste-to-energy plant because it's polluting my neighborhood.
It will
pollute my neighborhood with an immense amount of mercury. And this is in addition to the mercury that's already being emitted by the nation's largest medical waste incinerator, which is only a few miles away from this school.
So, well, and the specific leverage that they found is what?
The production of the energy needs to start by a certain date, and they say it's next April, at which point the school systems and others can get out of that contract without penalty.
Well, and the state wants to do this because it regards it as part of their effort to get to a 20% reduction by 2022.
Well, they want 20% of the energy being supplied in Maryland to be from renewable sources by 2022. So this is by law, and they need to get to that goal. So what happened is in 2011, the legislature passed and O'Malley signed a law that makes waste-to-energy production part of the renewable energy mix in Maryland, and it elevates its marketability, this form of energy.
Well, you mentioned Governor O'Malley, and a lot of other political figures are behind him on this.
Yes.
They showed up at a press or an announcement of some kind.
That kickoff ceremony was in October 2010 when all the political leaders and government leaders were there. They were very excited about the prospects of this. It's going to have 150 permanent new jobs, approximately, and other spin-off jobs in terms of construction. And so, you know, it's all about jobs, and they're spinning it as something that's clean and renewable. And then the plant has just – the project has languished. It hasn't gotten built. And all these years have passed. That was 2010. And suddenly there's this community opposition that didn't exist before.
Do you think that the company is thinking about backing away?
It's hard to say, but they've been unable to meet some of the key requirements under their permit. They needed to buy energy offsets, which is basically the right to pollute.
They buy unused assets from companies that aren't polluting.
Right. Companies that were polluting, they took a facility offline, so they have these pollution credits that then can be used elsewhere by purchasers. And so Energy Answers was required to purchase a certain amount of energy offsets from a company in Texas by a certain date, and they didn't. And so now the regulators have ordered any construction to be stopped at the site. It's not clear that much construction has gone on at all, and it will be a very big construction project.
Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
For Van Smith, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.